Tenodo Data Bytes. Hello everyone and welcome to the latest episode of Tenodo Data Bytes. I'm your host Neha and today we welcome Kevin Bohan to the show. Kevin is Tenodo's Director of Product Marketing for the North American region and brings a wealth of expertise to the discussion today. In this episode, we explore how to enable intelligent data delivery with Tenodo 9. Join us as we uncover the innovative features of Tenodo 9 and we also discuss its role in intelligent data delivery, and we can hear from Kevin on how the solution is shaping the future of data management. Whether you're a data professional, a technology enthusiast, or simply curious about the future of data delivery, this episode is packed with insights that you wouldn't want to miss. Welcome to the show, Kevin. I'm looking forward to our discussion today. But before we get started, can you give our listeners a quick overview of your role at Tenodo, please?
Sure, but first, let me thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on the podcast today. So as Neha has mentioned, my name is Kevin Bohan. I'm a director of product marketing here at Tenodo. And my role is to come up with the positioning and the messaging that clearly articulates the value of the Tenodo solution to our customers. So it's a great role because I get to work closely with customers and then those others within Tenodo to make sure that we're articulating what value, what benefits the customers can get from using our solution.
Thanks for sharing, Kevin. So let's get started with our conversation then. Just to begin with, how would you describe what Tenodo 9 is all about? What value is in it for the customer?
Sure. Well, if you look at most organizations, data is at the center of most initiatives. What they're looking to do is democratize data and empower everyone within the organization to make data-driven decisions. Because when you're making data-driven decisions, they're often more accurate. They're able to drive better value and things like that. And they're looking to do this in a number of different areas, whether it's to drive more engaging customer experience or improve operational efficiency. A lot of focus these days is also around complying with emerging governance, risk and compliance regulations and policies within the organization. Another big hot area is generative AI and how could generative AI be used to drive a lot of those things I talked about, our experience and efficiency and compliance and those types of things. And to be successful, you need to be able to deliver data in the language that the users can understand. And you need to be able to also deliver it at the speed in which they need it. You need to be able to deliver it when that person could still take action to improve the outcome. And to be able to be successful doing that, what you need to be able to do is embed AI in your data management platform that will allow you to augment and automate many of the data management tasks that we've been doing manually and causing delays in our processes. And that's what we're talking about when we say enable intelligent data delivery. So there's a lot of aspects to it, and we'll talk about some of those today. But it's really all around simplifying and accelerating the delivery of data so users can make informed decisions. And, you know, a key part of that is basically being able to build upon what we've been doing for a while, or the Tenodo 9 is around building what we've been doing for a while in that area, because this isn't necessarily new and what we're focusing on. But there's three main areas of new capabilities that are really cool, really nice features. So the first is around intelligent data self-service, and we'll talk about that a bit more. Also, improving the efficiency of those using the platform, or operational efficiency of our platform, a little bit different than what I was talking about earlier, where customers are looking to improve the operations of their business. The enhancements of focus on mainly is around improving the efficiency of how you can leverage the platform. And then in the third area, there's a number of different things that we did to help improve the security and compliance capabilities we have in the platform as organizations start to adopt new paradigms and new architectures in how they're delivering the data. So it's a number of really interesting areas in that we've improved the product.
Very interesting indeed. Thanks, Kevin. So you just mentioned three areas of enhancements, right? So can we take a look, like a closer look at each one of them? And if you don't mind, could you explain a bit more about the new capabilities around intelligent data self-service?
Sure. So for those that aren't familiar with the Tenodo platform already, we already have a number of different things that make the self-service a really powerful capability with the Tenodo platform. So we have a data catalog that's built within our data delivery platform. And the benefit there is not only are we able to allow you to document the data, the policies around the data, what its intended use is, and all of that, but we also are able to enforce those policies because we're providing that centralized data access point of where people are going to come and access the information. So what we are able to do and how we designed this is really focused around the data users, where many of the catalogs were more focused around the data stewards and those defining the policies. So what I like to refer to as more of a marketplace type of experience where users come and they have an experience very similar to working with other e-commerce sites. So say, take, for example, you know, your experience when you are accessing Amazon, you log into the platform and you have recommendations of products that might be of interest to you based on your past searches. There's endorsements from others that'll build the confidence in that product that you then have the desire to want to use it and have faith in it and things like that. You're able to ask questions and have them answered. You're able to, you know, report if there was issues with the product. All of these things is what helps build the experience so you have enough confidence that you want to purchase the product and get it from that e-commerce site. All of those types of capabilities are available within the Denodo platform and the data catalog. And that's been for some time. But what we've added in this new release, two really cool capabilities. The first is an ability to use a natural language to basically ask a question of a particular data set and have that response come back to you in natural language. You don't have to know anything around querying information and things like that. So think of with inside of a data catalog, you have ChatGPT capabilities, but it's for enterprise data. So now you can say, you know, which products are the top seller in our retail locations in the West Coast? And you don't necessarily have to know that, you know, how you're tracking or how, you know, what schema is building the appropriate fields to do that. The generative AI behind the scenes, the LLM behind the scenes, builds the query, executes the query, and returns the response in a language that a business uses easy to understand, saying, you know, the top performing products are the following, or you can build, you know, ask the question so it builds out the query and gives you back a table of information that you could then bring into your other analytics tools and all of that. So it's a really cool capability of bringing the, you know, the ChatGPT type of experience to users with inside of that centralized location to find enterprise data. So we did a preview of this in the previous release, but now it's generally available and part of the production offering. The other area around intelligent data self-service that we have introduced in this latest release is around data preparation. And we have a data preparation wizard that lets any user, regardless of technical background, customize data sets. So as people are adopting and organizations are adopting the concept of data products and making data sets available for users for reuse, and that's where you're going to get a lot of the value is when you're able to reuse the data sets. The best way to make sure there's reuse is you make them so they can fit a wider audience and many people can come and leverage that data product. But what does that mean? That those products are going to have to be tweaked for a specific use case. And this new wizard allows the end users to do those customizations, to do those tweaks off of that reusable product that can be used by many so they can get it exactly how they want for their particular use case. And they don't necessarily need to involve any technical resources and things like that. They can do it with for themselves. So it really does drive that data self-service, but also more importantly, it's driving the value you can get from each data product that you create because a wider audience can make use of them because they can customize it for their particular use case. So those are a few of the examples of what we're doing around the intelligent data self-service.
This is very interesting to know. Thanks, Kevin. So you mentioned in terms of operational efficiencies, right? You mentioned ChatGPT and data preparation wizard. So I assume that includes AI-powered capabilities to make users more efficient. What is new in this area, according to you?
Sure. So there is certainly AI-powered improvements that we've leveraged within the platform, as well as some others. So let me dig into what some of the operational efficiencies, and let me also be clear. Earlier, I was talking about one of the common use cases we have for the end users that, you know, around operational efficiency, and that's driving their efficiency within the organization. This I'm talking about specifically operational efficiency of running the data platform. So one is an intelligent query recommendation. Leveraging AI, what we can do is when somebody's building out SQL to query a particular data source, based on other queries they performed in the past and also others within the organization, we can start building out and making recommendations for how that SQL should be built. So it significantly improves how quickly they can build it because they can start seeing that the rest of the query that they were looking to perform is already built for them and accelerates it, improves the accuracy of it too, and things like that. So that's in one area, there's improvements, but there's also a number of different improvements we did to improve the developer experience. So one of the areas of note is we've enhanced the DevOps support. So tighter collaboration, tighter integration with the DevOps pipeline. So as you're making changes to the different data sources you're using, and as you're moving them through dev, test, and into production, you can automate better and tie into the DevOps tooling you're using. What we also have is tighter integration between the scheduler and the task management within the platform. There's also a new welcome portal for developers to let them get up and running and get onboarded more quickly. We've also redesigned how people work with the different data sources. As you know, we have over 200 connectors to the various data sources that people use. And now what we've done is we've made it much easier for users to work with that experience, improve the overall experience. Speaking of the data sources, what we've also done is added quite a number of additional data sources. We've added new templates around many of the SaaS services like ServiceNow, Marketo, Microsoft Dynamics, you name it. Then we've also improved the support we have around Alibaba, MongoDB, a number of different data sources. So we just continue to add and improve that robust library of data connectors we have. So you can see it's quite a number of areas that we've made improvements to improve the overall efficiency of people working with the Denodo platform to make sure that you're able to get value from the data much quicker.
Speaking of enhancements, I remember you were mentioning about security and compliance earlier, right? So can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. So earlier, something else I made mention too is, you know, there's a big trend in people basically embracing this whole concept around federated data management, where they're creating data products. They're having the teams that work more closely with the data be the ones that are creating those data products because they understand the data better. They might understand more effectively how others should be leveraging it within the organization. But when you start doing that federation or pushing out to have more and more teams involved, what you need to be able to do is segregate the administrative duties better. So we've done a number of improvements there. So as an example, you can be more fine-grained that you can give somebody administrative rights to administer the platform, to be working on, you know, certain aspects of the Denodo platform, but not give them any rights to actually access any of the data or have over, you know, be able to start providing different access to other people. You can't access the data. You're the administrator of the platform. But that delegated or more granular delegation of administration is helpful as you start to roll this out to more users. And if you're adopting something like a data mesh and that, it becomes pretty important. The other area that we've improved is making it much easier to inspect the audit trails and have oversight over the different data access policies. So what you can do is ensure that you are in compliance. You can see where the different policies that you defined, who's invoking those policies, are they being effectively applied and things like that. Again, giving greater oversight into who's using what, how they're using it, making sure the policies are defined appropriately and all of that. So again, making it easier for people that are interacting with the platform to make sure that you're getting the, you know, greater value from your data without having to spend an inordinate amount of time managing your data infrastructure and things like that. So again, everything's going down to improving productivity of the creation of data products, accessing the different data products and all of that. So we see customers getting tremendous value from this. And a lot of these enhancements, all of them that I've been talking about, a lot of this comes directly from customers saying, you know, it would be very helpful, how to improve our operations if we did X or Y. And a lot of these enhancements come directly from what the customers have been asking for.
That makes total sense. Thanks, Kevin. You were talking about the embedded AI capabilities of the platform, right? So I know Denodo has been doing a lot of work with customers as they explore how they can maximize the potential of generative AI. Can you explain what we are doing on that front?
Sure. Great question. So you're right. A lot of the focus so far has been around, you know, what's in the new platform that's helping the end users. And one area that we've been very busy with, as you'd imagine, is that customers looking to say, okay, how do I best leverage generative AI within my environment? And there's a number of different ways you can do that. You can, you know, can improve the way people are asking questions of your generative AI. You can train your own models. You can tune the models. All of those are certainly viable. But what seems to be emerging for enterprises as the best approach is something they're calling retrieval augmented generation. And what that means is you're inserting a step in the process. So think of your normal interaction with something like a ChatGPT. You type in the prompt, the response comes back. What happens here is a step is inserted in the process that basically allows for the pulling in of proprietary data, the pulling in of corporate data to the prompt before it's submitted to the LLM to make sure that the large language module is providing the best response possible to the end user. It's adding context to what the question was. So if you asked today, you just went out to the regular publicly available ChatGPT and you said, you know, how many sales contracts have we sold last week or last month? It's going to come back saying, I don't have access to that information. Well, when you're using RAG, it allows you to do those types of steps. And the way it does that is it, as part of the flow, it's going to go to a vector database and look at what information is available that would help the LLM provide a more accurate, a more contextually accurate response. It pulls the information in. So let's say in this example, it pulls the schema of a table within inside of a database. It provides that schema to the LLM. So now the LLM will write a SQL query to pull back the information it was looking for. And then it'll use that information plus the prompt that came in or the question, another way of saying it, the question that came in, combine the two, provide that to the LLM to then build the response. And what the result is, you get a much better response. I know that was a lot to take in, you know, verbally, but this is the trend that a lot of people are moving towards, is really using RAG to incorporate enterprise data. The challenge is, I made that, even though it might have sounded complicated, I made it fairly simple because it was, you know, schema pulled from a single table within a database. But in the real world, it's a lot more complicated than that. We have distributed data spread across multiple systems. So how are you going to deal with that? How are you going to ensure that the data source being used is the best data source and there's not a better data source and this one's dated? How are you going to make sure that the quality of the data is appropriate and that the data is up to date and that you're not working off of old information? It really important, because I mentioned security, governance, and compliance being critical these days. How do you ensure that the information being provided to the person asking the question, that they have the appropriate authorization to get access to the data they're requesting? So they ask, you know, who are our top five customers? Maybe I don't have the rights to know that, or whatever prompt they put in there. So how do you ensure the proper authorization? Consistent security is being applied regardless of the data source that's pulling in. There's a lot that has to be dealt with that. Well, think about the Denodo platform and the value, one, that we're talking about, the new enhancements, but also what it already offers. The Denodo platform is basically a logical data fabric that is providing a central location to access AI-friendly data. So the what I mentioned earlier about, you know, delivering data in the language of the business so it can be used. Think of the LLM and each of those steps where it had to build the query, when it was responding to what the prompt was. If we're providing via this semantic layer information in a manner that could be easily usable by an end user, it's going to be more in line with the questions and the prompts that the end users are asking. So the LLM is going to be more effective. And we've done tests and that it significantly improves the performance of LLMs by giving them the semantics, or, you know, business friendly semantics of the data. Also, we have a lot of information, a lot of metadata around the data schemas, again, in the language of the business, but also field descriptions with contextual information, business names, all that. We can also optionally provide data samples. So we can provide a couple of hundred records so that it could understand what this particular data is. We have the governance controls over endorsements and the data quality and tags that put it into certain categories and things like that. We also have usage statistics. All of that information can be fed into the vector database. So now when it says, what information should I use? You're getting very accurate information of high quality, which is going to be relevant to the search you're doing. And it's considered the, you know, the gold version of, or that single source of truth for that information. It dramatically improves the responses coming back from the prompts that are given. So we're working a lot with the users. I know that was a lot and the area is new, so a lot of people might not be familiar with some of the terms I was using there. So what I would do is encourage users, if this is an area and they're interested in learning more about how to leverage enterprise data with their generative AI initiatives, I urge them to reach out to the Denodo representative. It's an area we've been doing a lot of work, and it's really exciting what we've been able to do working with some customers in this area. So it's something that you're going to probably hear a lot more from us in the coming months, but it's something that's really, really interesting and a lot of interesting things going on with some customers.
Thank you, Kevin. This was a great discussion. And, you know, thank you for simplifying the benefits that we just discussed and the innovative features that come with the new and improved version of Denodo 9 and its impact on intelligent data delivery. It was also interesting to understand how GenAI plays a more active role in this version of Denodo 9 and in a way in the wider area of data management as a whole. So before we wrap up this session, I have a short Q&A round for you. So are you ready?
Sure.
What's one highlight in your life from the past year, maybe either professionally or personally, that you would like to share?
Good question. Maybe I'll do it on the personal side. Actually, later today, I'm going to be going to a graduation for my daughter, who's graduating high school. And on Friday, my son graduated from eighth grade. So a lot of interesting and fun things going on the personal side. But also, really exciting that the Denodo 9 is coming out. So on the professional side, there's a whole lot of new things too. So a lot going on, but a lot of things that are fun and interesting going on in my life these days.
Very exciting. And my last question for the day is, if you could have dinner with one famous person, living or dead, who would it be?
Another good one. There's so many good angles we can go here, from, you know, historical leaders and that. I'm also a big sports fan, so I'm thinking of some of the, you know, I'm a Yankee fan, and some of the baseball players from, you know, the 20s, you know, Babe Ruth or Lou Gehrig, or the 50s with Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, those types of people. That's a tough one. Maybe I'd be interested in somebody like Bill Gates, because I think that you could have great conversations around technically and where he sees the world going these days, but also the things he does on the philanthropy side with different charities. And I always love reading the posts he puts out on LinkedIn. It really makes you think. So maybe that's the answer if I could only have one. But if I could maybe have a team dinner and have several people, I could add to the list. But maybe I would do Bill Gates.
Awesome. Very good answer there. Awesome. Thanks so much, Kevin. It was wonderful to talk to you about Denodo 9 and how it enables intelligent data delivery solutions today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I do appreciate it.
Thank
you. And a quick message to our listeners, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to denodo.com/podcast to find out more resources on all things data.